You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 AKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio. And Jeff, we have a couple of big movies coming out this weekend.
Yes, summer's winding down, so we're starting to get some really interesting films. One was Ian McGregor and Disney's Christopher Robin.
Yeah, it's,
you know, who did not grow up with Winnie the Pooh?
Right.
You know? Well, this is more unlike the one that came out earlier, you know, Goodbye Christopher Robin, where it was the actual inspiration and how the author came up with all the different characters and with his son and all those different things. This is more of a fantasy about kind of like Hook. Remember Peter Pan is older and you know, Captain Hook kidnaps his kids. He's an adult. Well, Christopher Robin's an adult living in London. He's going through kind of a midlife crisis. Mm-hmm. So he ends up turning back to his childhood and thinking of all those great times where Winnie the Pooh and Eeyore and all them are to come to his rescue. So it's kind of a real, it's kind of a freaky movie because, you know, he has the stuffed Pooh sitting in the train and it's talking to him. But when someone comes in, it's not talking to him, right? The movie's a kind of a trip. I'm thinking, did Tim Burton direct this? You know? And it's really not for children. Even though it's Disney's Christopher Robin, it's more, you know, for like maybe 13 and older because it's really dark and heavy. It's really a bizarre film. It's weird, yet it's charming. You know, so it's, I'm really confused about this movie, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, so it's really cool. And the other one is called The Darkest Minds, and it's about these children who have these special mutant powers. They can do electricity, they can levitate, they can read minds, and they're all corralled in these different detention camps because adults are afraid of them. And so it's about them escaping and trying to find, you know, their own freedom. They gang together. It's like a CW pilot. It really is. It's just awful. It doesn't work. The acting is horrible. The special effects. It's like Divergent meets the X-Men. It was one of the worst experiences I've had this summer.
Oh, wow.
And then you had one more you wanted to talk about.
Eighth Grade. And this is a big hit at Sundance Film Festival. It's opening wide this weekend. About a girl who's doing her last week of middle school. And it's a real frank, honest coming-of-age movie. Meaning she makes YouTube videos because she's such a shut-in. She can't, you know, talk to people. So she can express herself and give tips. But she's not taking her own advice. But she starts to. She's coming out of her shell. And it's really an honest film because it deals with sexuality, you know.
Right.
It also deals with bullying. So it's got all these great kind of messages that, you know, families can go with their children to see it. It's not something they should go to by themselves. And the girl who plays Kayla, Elsie Fisher, she's just fantastic because the director chose her because she came in playing a shy character. It was her own personality.
Awesome. All right. Follow him on Facebook, YouTube, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, have a great weekend.
Thanks a lot.